United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
All of America, but let me dump poop on you. I'm going to poop. He was picking up on Triumph. It was a tip of the cap to Robert Smigel and Triumph, the insult comic dog.
President for all of America, for me to poop on!
Man, Robert Smigel and Triumph is so good. We will get to the president. We will get to No Kings and all that later. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, great to have Susie back. She's breezy, and we're here, and let's just get to it right away. This version of the Vikings going nowhere. Nowhere. What is better than expected? Certainly not J.J. McCarthy. The number one story going into this season was?
Wasn't even close.
It was J.J.
Of course, has to be.
Can he match up, can he mirror the wizardry Kwesi and KOC pulled off in the offseason, adding some heft, some skill to the offensive and defensive lines when we have the skill? So JJ against the Bears for three quarters, a disaster.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe very late in the third quarter. Then fourth quarter, it was good to very good.
Magic.
Yeah, I think sometimes we romanticize that fourth quarter a little bit. I think he was very good.
I'm going with Magic.
Apparently, you think he's Magic Johnson, okay? Then against the Atlantic Falcons, I couldn't find the rabbit in that hat, could he?
No Magic.
Nope. Then he gets hurt and just get out of here. I saw some, he's overrated, another overrated early here, the doctors who go on Twitter and automatically diagnose someone just the way the injury looks. This guy, I think it was Collar who retweeted it, where he's like, oh, I could see this. He should have been back already. This is a soft benching.
I saw that one. And that's an actual doctor, too. This isn't the guy's playing
doctor.
That's
not Doc Rivers. It's It's not Dr. Jack Ramsey.
No, not Dr. J.
Other fake doctors, 651-461-9226. That's not Bugs Bunny.
No.
No.
That's Dr. Hook.
Dr. Hook. That's not. And he's like, well, Patrick Mahomes came back. Well, okay, again, like all ankle injuries are the exact same. So, JJ out. And then you know what Carson Wentz is? He's Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
He's not. And I happen to be watching that Eagles-Rams game years and years ago when the Eagles would eventually come here after stomping the Vikings. Was it a week before, 2 weeks before? I forget, we had the week break. But Carson Wentz was the best quarterback in football that year until he's playing at the L.A. Sports Coliseum and he ruins his knee. And he watches Nick Foles and the Philly special right here. And he was decent the next year, but it just isn't the same. He, yesterday, it was the full Carson Wentz experience of some good throws and some awful throws. And we're going to get to the controversial replay calls. By the way, I agree with the officials' rulings on both of them. Both of them, I think they got him right. On the Hockenson throw, he is so close to a brilliant catch. But if Wentz just throws a more accurate pass, he just catches it in stride.
Hit him in the numbers?
Yeah, hit him in the numbers. Hit him in the helmet. Hit him in the hands, wherever you want. So Hockenson, by the way, Hockenson, considering what they gave up for him, what they're paying him, and again, significant injury. He's been overrated here, right?
Yeah.
They're paying him huge money. And he's just a slightly above average tight end. And a lot of that is tied to the injury. But I don't blame him for the Jalen Carter pick six. How would you like to have Jalen Carter coming at you? 300 pounds, Blake Brandel. Go ahead and get him, Jalen.
Turnstile.
Very... turnstile. Would you like a turnstile like at your house? Like from the kitchen to your expansive dining room, you go through like the turnstile.
No, I get in the way.
How about like a revolving door?
I'd like saloon doors, like the old West.
Saloon doors. Yes.
You know? The only problem would be if the kids are following me in there, swing back right in the face. Boom.
Teach them a lesson.
That's true.
Would you wear a cowboy hat?
Cowboy hat, boots, spurs, chaps, the whole deal.
Keep the chaps at home, okay? Have you ever worn a cowboy hat?
Yes.
I have too.
Yeah.
Should we do a show wearing a cowboy hat coming up soon?
We could do that.
How about at the fair? Should we do a show?
How about have a cowboy hat show.
Brad, that's it. I'll do one show next year at the fair wearing a cowboy hat.
I lost a cowboy hat in Yellowstone National Park.
Really?
Yes.
That's tough.
Ended up in a hot spring.
How about his intentional grounding? I mean, what is he doing there?
That was a bad choice.
What is he doing? How about the awful throw to Addison? How about a number of other overthrows? He is who he is. There's a reason why he was signed to as many football teams as I was August 15th. He was on the street.
He's an above-average backup quarterback. And if you make him a starter, he's probably, what, 25th in the league?
I guess he's an above-average backup quarterback, but when the league desperately wants above average backup quarterbacks, why wasn't he signed in the summer? I mean, this team brought in whoever they brought in. I mean, they're a pass. You don't even think about it. Was it Tarkington? I mean, who did they bring in? So you got Wentz. Then you got the defense. And Jalen Hurts, with the very measured, balanced, reasonable Philadelphia fans, is getting sautéed because he's not good enough. He doesn't see the field, and teams are loading up on Saquon. I wish my name was Saquon. That's a great name.
I don't think you look like a Saquon.
How do you know? Name me another Saquon outside of Saquon.
Well, I can't, but he's the one I picture. And you don't have the thighs.
No, not the thighs. Or a good-looking man.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Well, Adam Carter only likes one leg, and it's not Saquon Barkley. Okay.
His are slightly more built than yours. Yes, he's just hit the leg press a little bit more.
Just a smidge. They're all loading up on Saquon, and so did this team yesterday. And he only had 44 yards. And really, on a couple of carries, he got most of the yards. And so they say to Jalen, we know you've won a national championship. We know you've won a Super Bowl. But see what you can do. And you know what he says? He goes, how about a perfect passer rating? How about 158.3? How about three TDs, no interceptions, 326 yards? And let me tell you what I'm going to do to my two wide receivers who apparently have been grumbling. Not happy with the passes. I'm going to get Devontae Smith 183 yards and one touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get A.J. Brown 121 yards and two touchdowns. I'm going to attempt five passes of 20 yards or more. And in those five passes, I'm going to go 5 of 5 for 215 yards.
Yeah, but the QBR was only 95.2 out of 100.
Okay. And then, can someone explain to me the Javon Hargrave situation here? Former Eagle. Guy's been beat up, but they were ecstatic when they landed him. And in the Bears game, he was a factor. Two sacks, plenty of pressures, and you're like, we got a big lug who can pass, mm-hmm. who can rush the quarterback.
Forget the Williams wall.
And now, he had 18 snaps yesterday. And I didn't hear a lot of an injury, did you?
Nope.
They had a bunch of other guys who were playing. They gave him a lot of money. And Rodgers got cooked a couple times. And Ivan Pace went from playing every play to zero. And I know they sacked Hurts, but when you watch that game, do you remember those sacks right now? Because Wentz was pressured a lot. And the offensive line rotation continued.
He was only sacked twice.
I
can't believe that.
And it felt like Wentz was pressured significantly more than Hurts, right?
It sure did. Hurts sacked three times, Wentz only two.
So, and then we're going to get to KOC and his reluctance to run the ball, because if Carson Wentz is Carson Wentz, then KOC is KOC. But if you don't have a quarterback who's really an upper-level quarterback, and he's not, you nailed it. He's mid-20s at best. And then you have a defense that, I know their stats in some ways look pretty good. Let's just throw out the Bengals game. Right? The Bengals game was just everything happened perfectly. The Bears in the first half were running up and down the field. Bijan Robinson the entire game ran up and down the field. Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers looked pretty darn effective. And I get the Philadelphia Eagles, by the way, I want to acknowledge this. They still might be the most talented team in the league. But this is the type of team you're going to play in the playoffs. Playoffs. You know, so if I'm talking this version is going nowhere, I mean in the playoffs. Because let's just talk about the offensive line, defensive line. I just gave you Hargrave. You don't really know Jonathan Allen a lot, do you? And poor Ryan Kelly has two concussions. And Will Fries, it doesn't seem like he's being a star. He plays. So the offseason moves haven't worked as well. JJ's been hurt. Wentz is Wentz. The defense is not as good as you thought it was. You're just a team. And nobody should really intimidate you or scare you in the NFC. But right now, you know what this season looks like? Developing J.J. McCarthy. That's what it looks like to me. As soon as he's ready, and God knows how beat up Wentz is, I don't know. Unless KOC's met the meeting in the last 10 minutes, he hadn't talked. If J.J. was their third quarterback yesterday, I don't believe he's going to be the starter on Thursday. If he couldn't even be their backup yesterday, he's really going to be the starter on Thursday?
No.
Against a team that, by the way, they were overhyped too. And did you see who beat them yesterday? Danny Dimes. I mean, the two quarterbacks continue to just be looming out there.
Mm-hmm.
And as we said last week with Collar, if Sam Darnold plays against the Lions or the Rams and isn't atrocious in both games, I believe 98% they bring him back. But it was just that he was so bad, so similarly inept, that they went from saying, let's franchise him, to here's JJ. And then Jones, by multiple accounts, they gave Jones an offer even more than the Colts did. And Jones is an astute man. He said, they're going to commit to J.J. McCarthy. Or I have to try to beat out Anthony Richardson. And right now, Daniel Jones, I mean, just judging how they played this year, they're two of the six or seven best quarterbacks in the game, right?
Yeah, it's nuts.
It's nuts. And they were 1-2 on this roster last year.
We had how often have you heard if you have two quarterbacks, you have zero? The Vikings had two last year.
Yeah. Where would they be this year right now if they were starting Sam Darnold and Danny Dimes came back as the backup again?
Ooh.
And you got JJ as your third to develop.
You could put them both in at the same time. You don't know who's going to throw.
Or you traded JJ. And again, I'm not giving – I got to take a break here at some point, by the way. Can we just skip commercial? I'm not willing to say McCarthy is done. That is nonsense. But right now, defendable moves. They are very defendable. Let's not forget how Sam Darnold played in those last two games. And Daniel Jones with the Giants was, let's play the game here that we're playing this segment. You know who he was? Daniel Jones. Now he's finally, you know who he is in Indy? He's finally Danny Dimes. And Carson Wentz is not 2017 Carson Wentz. All right, you want to chime in, you can. We got plenty more to get to. 651-461-9226. Would you like me to talk about someone right here?
I would love to hear about what you do first thing in the morning.
I did it today. I literally thought of this spot. I said, I mean, not only do I talk about it, but I went to my Kinetico drinking water system, which I have from AquariusHomeServices.com. Aquarius started 1987, earning the right to be recommended. I recommend them whenever I get a chance to talk about it here on the radio, which I've done often at CCO, which I did at the Fan, Dave forever at this station. You hear other outlets because Aquarius is so good. Maybe tonight you might have to turn that furnace on. Did you take advantage last month? Yes, last month when Aquarius had a $29 furnace tune-up? Yeah, they can work with the utility room. They can also help you out with that water softener. But let's talk about that Kinetico drinking water system. I know many of you out there have been tempted. Now, many of you probably have one. Why not have the best drinking water system out there? Just have glass of water with your coffee, with your hot chocolate, with your oatmeal, whatever. Have the best water out there with a company I've been using at my house since 1993. They're great. AquariusHomeServices.com.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plant area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run.
Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
I'm a really big fan of this song. I know that.
Kings of Leon, really good.
Yeah. Who is Leon?
These are his kings.
Yeah, exactly. The most famous Leon. Hang on. Of course, is from Curb.
Naturally, should be.
Then I think Leon Spinks.
Okay.
Yeah. Number Leon's come to mind for you?
Leon Bridges, right?
Is that the singer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I share a birthday with him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We're a ways away from your birthday.
It's coming.
It's coming.
It's coming.
Got the countdown. Are you Burt Bilalo?
What are we, a little under 9 months, I suppose?
Yeah, it's closing in. Should we take a call? Lou wants to talk about the purple. Lou, thanks for listening. Go ahead. You're on CCO.
Hi, guys. Hello, sir. I heard there's a new NFL term. It's called double coverage. Why don't the Vikings ever double coverage Devon Smith or A.J. Brown? And these guys, I felt sorry for them. They're out there on their own and that. And come on, you got to help the guys out a little bit. On the cornerbacks and that.
Thank you, sir. There were times, I mean, in the big plays that he's talking about, and thank you, Lou, they expose people, right? The A.J. Brown play on the first touchdown, somebody posted again where they throw it, and you're not sure if they're going to throw it, and A.J. Brown just kind of gives up on his route. And then when Hurts is kind of looking that way and kind of fades that way, then he starts running. And again, A.J. Brown and Josh Metellus and Olsen did a very good job where Rodgers came across with Brown. And they just clearly must have confusion because you want Metellus on Goddard, the tight end, and you want Rodgers on Brown. And that one, then Rodgers got toasted twice.
Yeah.
You know? It seemed like they were playing a decent amount of zone, too. And, you know, the rap on Hurts is if he has to see the field a lot, he's going to get exposed. That he's not as consistently accurate as some of the best quarterbacks. But, man, he's streaky. Because think about Grady played in the two Super Bowls. He played phenomenal in the first loss to the Chiefs. They're a weird team because in the sense – Sirianni still takes a lot of crap. Won one Super Bowl, two another. They just collapsed that 1 year, 23. But his winning percentage is like 75% or something.
Mm-hmm.
But Lou's right. On those plays, they were completely isolated. Let's get to the couple of the controversies. Blake Brandel, without a shred of doubt, grabs the right shoulder of, I forget, was it Carter, was it Davis, the Eagles' offensive line. 1,000% the opposite camera shows Brandel grabbing the guy's right shoulder. Then later, does he pull back and kind of slap him down? Yes, he does, and the guy goes down. But like I saw so many Vikings, including media members, showing the one angle where you can't see him grabbing. Clearly saying this is a terrible call. What replay? I mean, come on. You need to watch this replay. He grabs him initially.
I think it looked like the Eagles player put his shoulder in Brandel's hand. At that point, what is he supposed to do?
And then he forced him to grip it.
Yeah.
Right? I had no problem with that call. The catch through the ground thing is just is so bizarre, and I think we all think of it initially because of Dez Bryant, right? That Dez Bryant play when the Cowboys were at Lambeau and they're going to win that game with Romo and he makes that great play down the sidelines. And it seems like Dez Bryant has the ball for about an hour and a half and then he kind of places the one hand on the ground. And it does seem like how they judge and call that play in the middle of the field is different. But Hockenson lunges, and when we question his athletic ability, his speed, phenomenal athletic ability there. Lunging out, catches it, gets his hands absolutely underneath it initially. And they have to show you that second or even third replay. But when it's kind of going from his hands to down his chest, it crystal clear he has to readjust. It bobbles. And again, do I love how they call that play? I really don't. Because you could just, like Mason did, with one hand flick the ball and it just barely crosses the plane. Touchdown. Then you catch it, and you have to catch it for 3 days.
It's long enough to make a football move.
But the way they call it, that's the play.
Yeah.
That's just the way.
Backyard football, high school football, that's a catch 1,000% of the time.
And I think it should be a catch, but that's not the way they call it.
That's the rule. That's the rule. And sorry, yeah, once you saw that view from kind of under his body as he's coming up, sorry, his hands are off the ball at that point because it's rolling down, as you said.
It seems like it was enough to me, right? And then on KOC, he talks a big game on running. He just does. Because when they're down there inside the 10 and they got three chances. Now, you can argue the first one, Dave, he sees Jefferson solo, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he's got to run the ball more. He just has to run the ball more. When you have Carson Wentz, you can't have Carson Wentz in a competitive game when the Eagles were giving you chance after chance after chance. You got to run the ball more. When he starts the third quarter, guess what he does? Runs the ball. It works. Now, let's pause. Kurt Dowd, frequent guest of the show, former Speaker of the House, Republican. What are the Republicans doing with an open Senate seat? What, honestly, are they doing? Mr. Dowd is next.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.